Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
In this corner, from Bristol, Connecticut, sporting a well-kept beard and a very bald head, Mike Golic Jr. here with Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. And from parts unknown, Janae Agbunwoke, two-time WNBA All-Star, joining us here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and we're going to get our brother Marcus Spears in here right now. I know Janae says he's only her brother or her uncle in this spot, but I feel like I'm going to make that liberty and say he counts for both of us today. Brendan Haywood's going to stop by and help us break down this NBA trade deadline. But before we get to that, Janae Agbunwoke, I say parts unknown because I'm not 100% sure. Can I reveal your current location and what you have been up to today? Because it's pretty spectacular.
Yes, you can reveal my location. If you're watching ESPN Plus, you're going to get a treat. Oh, no. Wait, is my shot not up there yet?
Yes, we're efforting some technical aspects of this right now, hence the parts unknown for anyone watching on ESPN Plus right now. You get Chiney's headshot, but Chiney, you are clearly not just standing there as a floating head right now.
Why don't we give hints?
What hints? Yeah. All right, well, you're going to have to give the hints.
Oh, really? Selfie? Like an infamous selfie that you have? Okay, y'all, I'm horrible with hints. I'm in a green room. Okay, I'm in a green room. And how about this? Because of you, Junior, everything in my life is stronger. Because of you, everything is stronger. Since you've been gone, I've never known what to do.
Wow. All right. Here we go. So if anyone can start to place that right now, we'll get to this at some point. If anyone can guess the hint at Janae, at Mike Golic Jr., where Janae is coming from right now, it should start to become abundantly clear, but the Easter eggs will mount up as we go along. So at Janae, at Mike Golic Jr. for that. But Janae, in the meantime, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because while no one may know where you are right now, you have not been traded from either ESPN Radio or from the Los Angeles Sparks. You are staying put, which seems to be the MO of the NBA trade deadline, because that has come and gone now, 3 o'clock Eastern on this Thursday. And we've got some movement. Janae, I would best describe today's NBA trade deadline as, huh. It's not a depressed sound. It's not, We have some moves being made, Janae. Victor Oladipo going to be moved from the Houston Rockets to the Miami Heat. We have got Nikola Vucevic, our friend of the program, from Orlando, heading to the Chicago Bulls. We've got Aaron Gordon going off to the Nuggets. But, Janae, outside of that, we've got largely a lot of people staying put, namely Kyle Lowry, who we all thought said goodbye to the Toronto Raptors the other night, now doesn't come to a deal. Nothing happens with Philadelphia. And, yeah, Janae, I mean, how do you imagine that is going back in the building? Because while you have been traded, you were drafted by the Connecticut Sun, you are now part of the Los Angeles Sparks, I have to imagine you've also seen and been around some of this, where a player is floated out there and then all of a sudden has to make that weird walk back into the building, like, hey, guys.
As long as it's done on your terms, you're cool. It's like, oh, I thought I was leaving, but hold up, wait a second, I'm not. And that's Kyle Lowry. He's won a championship. He's well-respected. He's well-sought after. Even if you, like, I don't know why everything comes into relationships for me, but even if you, like, think, oh, should I break up? Nah, like, we have a good thing here. It's a win-win scenario for someone that is desirable, right? So I'm not surprised that Kyle Lowry stays, just because the departure of the Toronto Raptors from what they were when Kawhi Leonard was there to what they are now has been swift. And I wouldn't make rash changes, even though that change could have brought another team a championship piece. We were looking at Philly, we were looking at Miami, but those teams sort of either are good with what they have or they bolster themselves. Victor Oladipo, most namely, going to Miami.
Yeah, so we've got the Kyle Lowry situation that, you're right, he's going to be a free agent this summer. Life gets easy. He knows if he wants out, there's a way out come this summer. And Toronto, they don't get assets in return at this point in time. So that's where we are with that team. But Janae, as we look at the big picture in all this now, the Lakers sit put largely here. The Clippers make a move and send Lou Williams to the Atlanta Hawks. In exchange, they get playoff rondo heading back their way to Los Angeles. So first off, on the basketball side of this, Chinay, because I think it's fascinating now to set the table for the rest of the NBA season, because now we've got everyone locked in their respective rooms. Now we've got the team set as they're going to be down the stretch. And I think you can start to see some pretty clear tiers form. And we've known going into this, Chinay, that the Nets, the Lakers, the 76ers, and we've talked about the Bucks, I think we're all pretty comfortably in tier one. Would you say this Clippers move, changing Lou Williams out, who was going to give you 20 points pretty consistently coming out there, in exchange for playoff Rondo, Rajon Rondo, a guy that we've seen last year, star on the other side of Staples Center, do you think that's a move that vaults them closer to that top tier, or is this about an even trade for them?
I think it's a little more lateral, just because as much as playoff Rondo is great in the playoffs, sometimes you wonder, will it happen then? Like, you want to see the regular season lead to the playoffs and not just bet on that person delivering in that short sample or small sample size. So I've seen a number of moves that sort of were maybe a little lateral, but more importantly, Junior, I'm looking at the Nuggets, who got Aaron Gordon, and I'm like, if you're a contender, this is how you do it. Like, going from Orlando to now Denver, a team that made it, you know, made a real postseason run last year, that was like one of those moves. Like, oh, this could actually provide a spark for them in a way that can maybe steal a game or two, that could steal a series, that could actually change the way that the playoffs go. So I was like, Also, Miami Heat getting Victor Oladipo. This is just my personal tea, okay? Because Victor is my guy. I think, just going off the top of my head, he trains out in Miami quite a bit. And so for him to find a place where he trains in the offseason that he's pretty comfortable, knowing that, you know, Indiana was probably not going to be his long-term destination, taking the pit stop to Houston, I look at the Miami Heat the same way I look at the Denver Nuggets. I'm like, maybe you got someone that's a little bit more reliable than Duncan Robinson to Tyler Hero. Now you've got someone with a chip on their shoulder that will match that same energy with Jimmy Butler. I was like, okay, Denver. Okay, Miami. And for the rest of the squads, like, you know, you listed them. The Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, the 76ers. They have enough talent. We were wondering if that championship piece would land on one of their teams. It looks like maybe it was the Miami Heat or the Denver Nuggets, not necessarily the top of the the top of the line.
Chinay, I look at this and I think Victor Oladipo is a good point to sit on there, because we know the Miami Heat are fresh off a finals appearance, that it was a little abnormal because of the bubble setup. But
yeah,
we know what they're capable of on the top end if that gets put together. We know how unhealthy they were. That team really improved their stock, I think, today. When you look around the rest of this, though, outside of the knowns that we had, who most improved their chance at going at a title? Is it the Denver Nuggets? Is it the Miami Heat? Is it someone that we're missing here? Who do you think actually had a shot now at the end of the day that maybe didn't as much at the start?
Look, your girl just came straight from a crazy day. But I will say this. Like, I'm just getting caught up on the news with you, my family. But I will say this, as I was doing my things today, which Sarah Spain, ESPN Radio great host, follows us, Spain and Fitz, she guessed correctly. I don't know if you saw that on Twitter, of what I was doing.
Oh, I have. She is not alone. Both of my parents have also texted me the correct answer. Clark Elridge has texted the correct answer. So,
I'm bad at hints.
No, or you know what? I'd actually say you're very good at hints here, Chinay. Straight
Too
Talk
good.
Wireless, no contract, no compromise.
It's Miami, Junior. It's Miami.
All right.
When I was going about my day, I was getting the notifications from Woj, and I was like, all right, a number of moves, a lot of these, whether in the two veterans, one young, with the conversations of Victor Oladipo, and then also, I believe it's LaMarcus Aldridge, right? Bought out, Heat are front runners, that Adrian Wojnarowski, our ESPN NBA insider, said. Those two moves can actually help them in a way that they didn't have that support last year. Like, they actually are better if they're able to land those two, finally getting a true center, finally getting another guard that you can depend on and not just hope that these young players. So I'm looking at the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets as the ones that made some moves that so that they can compete with that tier one.
Well, we have seen Miami, no stranger to this, Pat Riley going out there and working his magic. A great nugget about what Pat Riley has put together with this current Heat roster and how little it cost them in all this, because the Miami Heat have now landed Victor Oladipo and they are breaking moves.
Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
But coming up next, Janae, because of you, I have to ask this question. Now, I don't know when you decided to go off and become Miss Independent and go out here on your own, but I will ask you this question coming up next, because we saw teams like the Chicago Bulls, teams like the Sacramento Kings, teams like the Toronto Raptors, active moving in different ways around the deadline. And I think it all comes back to one source, the play-in. So coming up next, if you're a fan of a team in that range, are you happy with what your teams have done? Is going away from the tank something that NBA fans are going to embrace?
Do you just want to break away?
Next on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
For the first time, I'm so moving on. Yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want. I'm in rare form. Since you've been gone, Golic Jr., I hadn't talked to you all day, and I'm so glad to be back. The grand reveal here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus of where your girl is right now.
Unbelievable. Janae Golic Jr., and you are seeing how the other half lives right now, because Janae Agumake is illustrious. She is sitting in a green room snacking on the finest cheeses, surrounded by guitars. I'd imagine gold and platinum records.
Here's the tour. So I'm in. This is the reveal. I just shot an episode that will air later for the Kelly Clarkson Show. Woo!
Hell yeah. I was going to say, we need the air horns or something here. Damn,
and this is the green room. Well, I'll show you. My guy will help. All right, here's the green room. Guitars.
This is how the other half lives, because Janae's got the team there. She's got fine snacks all over the place here. Her iPad is now on the screen here. We are going around the room here. Our TV crew is dangerous, on the edge of their seats, sweating right there. There's the records. There's records all over the wall.
Show the record player right there. I don't know if you can see it on the ground. There's the record player.
Oh, it looks, okay. Wow, this is just the green room, too.
Yeah, it's really nice. Bring it back. And then
I mean, I guess it is Kelly Clarkson. Like,
check this out. There's an arcade right there so you can play games.
What games do we have loaded up in the arcade right now? Because I think this is important.
It looks old school. It looks like Pac-Man, maybe a little bit of Snake.
God, I hope they've got Galaga in there. That's elite stuff in here. I want to make sure we're grading Kelly Clarkson's green room, because, Janae, this is a big deal. You're obviously going on Kelly Clarkson's talk show. It's a great, well-known talk show. So what was the experience like? What can you tell us here? Because I grew up a very big Kelly Clarkson fan, so this is exciting.
She's amazing. Just energy, confidence, oozes positivity, just super fun, bubbly. And I feel bad because I didn't tell her I was a fan, because I didn't want to be that cliche person that was like, hey, I'm a fan of you. Like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I feel like that's just implied when you get to see Kelly Clarkson, right? And so we had a good time. And there were some more people that joined us that everyone knows. So look forward to the episode. I think it's like 2-3 weeks, maybe longer. But yeah.
Very exciting. Well, and Janae, I can tell you this. I already knew you were really a fan of Kelly Clarkson and the way you purported there, because when we came back and we played Since You've Been Gone, you got all the words right, which is not something that always happens when we're singing songs around here. So, wait, Cliff, are you disputing this?
No, I'm not disputing it. I'm actually just, I'm really intrigued by it. She knows the words to Kelly Clarkson songs, but Juicy.
Oh, no.
Don't do this.
Is that a suspect or not?
Okay, there's an answer for this. I grew up in the suburbs of Houston, Texas, and Kelly Clarkson is from Texas as well, Fort Worth. So we sort of had a lot of the similar cultural experiences until your girl got to Stanford and things got a little bit more ratchet.
All right, there we go. What do they play on Jalen and Jacoby? Is it cultural or regional? This sounds like a mix of both.
Got to give the people. Okay.
Janae Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. So, Janae, actual Kelly Clarkson fan, get to hang out with Kelly Clarkson during the course of a day. We'll show you the picture later on, because Janae is actually the second of the two of us to meet Kelly Clarkson in person. But she is the only one that Kelly Clarkson actually knows the name of. So we are brought to you by Goodyear. Celebrating March deal days with month-long service and savings, visit GoodyearAutoservice.com for more offers. And congratulations to Sarah Spain, who you mentioned, our co-host on ESPN Radio, Clark Eldridge on Twitter, both of my parents, for all correctly tweeting in the answer of where Janae was based on the very subtle hints that she gave during this process.
You did a really great post-tease.
Listen, this is what we're here for, Janae. We are professionals. And because we are professionals, Janae, and we are around the trade deadline right now, we mentioned you have not been moved. You are just moving your location and studio. But we did see today a lot of teams in sort of the middle ground of the NBA making moves in one direction or another, right? We saw a team like the Orlando Magic selling off parts here, Aaron Gordon heading out of town, guys all of a sudden starting to leave there around their young core of Mo Bamba, Markelle Fultz and company. We saw a team like the Chicago Bulls taking on parts in that spot. Nikola Vucevic from the Orlando Magic now heads to Chicago. Janae, this feels like a response to the play-in game, what we talked about here, what we worked so well inside the bubble. And so I wonder, and I'm asking you first, do you think that if you're a fan of an NBA team, or in your case, a player of an NBA team, sitting in this spot, would you rather be on one of these ascending groups that's making a run at one of these fringe playoff spots, or is this a spot where I'd look and say, man, I'd rather my team be tanking right now and trying to go for picks in a future?
So looking at where the Chicago Bulls, as you gave an example, is they're sitting, they are one game back from eighth, right? So getting a Nikola Vucevic is huge because he's probably one of the most underrated best post centers in the NBA. And also friend of the show, right, guys? Friend of the show. Join us at All-Star. I think if I'm a player, I would want to be where progress is being made. I like both sides of this. The Orlando Magic being able to finally hit reset, rebuild with young talent, like you mentioned, Jonathan Isaacs, Markelle Fultz, Mo Bamba. It's like, all right, this is our young core that is quite affordable at this moment. We're going to build around them. We're not going to just be in this liminal space of are we good or not. Meanwhile, the Chicago Bulls sort of see that if they can get a star right now, shoot, we might be able to finesse our way into the playoffs. And so for Chicago, I'd be really excited because you've got Vooch, Nikola Vucevic, who is an all-star, can give you a 20-20 game every other night in the NBA. You've got a great surrounding cast. It's led by Zach LaVine. And so these are the moves that need to be made, and I think those two franchises made moves very in line with who they are and where they are right now. I don't see any move that was bad today, which I think is a good sign for the NBA, and also a reflection, as you mentioned, of the play-in. Like, everyone wants to compete, and if you're not competing, we got to get better.
Well, I think there was also a realization for most of these teams, Janae, that there really are only five teams that are probably realistically competing for a title this year.
Name them.
If you're outside of that range, so I would look at this, Janae, and say tier one in the NBA right now. Nets and Lakers, obvious choices in there. We know health is predicated on all this. The 76ers and the Bucks, I think, in the Eastern Conference. And then I would say the Clippers in the West, based on all of their talent right now. I understand the standings, Janae, but I just can't bring myself to put Phoenix, the Jazz, the Nuggets in that top tier yet. What about you?
Yeah, I think it's the most – why are you rubbing off on me? I don't like this. It's the whole, let's see what they do in the playoffs.
But and like, I don't think that's misguided, Chiney, based on you know this as much as anybody, how much the game, especially defensively, changes then.
Yeah, but like you have to go and get battle tested in the playoffs, right? And so the Utah Jazz sort of have to do it. It's not just do it once, you have to do it twice and like show that this is who you are. You're consistent. Phoenix Suns looking to make a playoff berth, which is fantastic. So those two in the West, I think that's why we sort of hold our breath. And they're doing the right things by staying atop of the standings to give themselves the best chance. But realistically, you're five. I like them.
It's a solid five there. At Chiney, at Mike Golic Jr., who's tier one in the NBA coming off the trade deadline? Who's got themselves set for the best position? Because we know,
Denver could be close, though. If they, like, if the pieces on paper match what goes on the court, I would say they're, like, tier two, top of tier two.
Well, at Chiney and at Mike Golic Jr., you can decide if Denver belongs in that group as well. Who's the top tier in the NBA? But coming up next, we know Brooklyn already sits in that grouping. But even within that team, there's got to be tiers. There's got to be power rankings here. For Brooklyn down the stretch, who sees all of their stars a little banged up right now, who do they need the most to get to where they want to go? We'll do that after this word from Body Armor.
Yeah, it's time for me to just sing. Let Body Armor Light help you achieve your fitness goals this year. Body Armor Light is a low-calorie sports drink hydrating your active lifestyle. Guess what? It has no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, and only 20 calories per 16-ounce bottle. Athletes like myself, Mike Golic Jr., albeit retired, Mike Trout, Sabrina Ionescu, and Dustin Johnson all use Body Armor Light so that they can stay hydrated, so why not give it a try? No, really, why not give it a try? From now until April 30th, buy $20 of any Body Armor product and earn $10 in fitness cash to select fitness retailers nationwide. You can learn a lot more at bacommittofit.com. That is bacommittofit.com. fit.com. Now that the NBA rosters are set for the second half of the season and a deep playoff run, who is the most important player for the most important team right now? And we're talking about Brooklyn in the house. We'll get to that right after this on Shanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live from the green room of Kelly Clarkson Show on ESPN Plus.
Shanae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
This is the most prolific trio the NBA has ever seen as it relates to scoring.
30 points for James Harden.
James Harden leads in assists per game.
The Nets have not scratched the surface yet.
Who's going to stop this trio?
I grew up reading Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hey! Yo, come on, don't try me, Cliff.
We have come so far on this show. From the early days to now, Kelly Clarkson and Biggie in the same show, Shanae Ogwumike showing up and showing out here on Shanae and Golic Jr., Mike Golic Jr., and the singing Shanae Ogwumike. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, boat insurance, all visiting progressive.com. Anyone watching on ESPN Plus sees Shanae hanging out in the green room. The Kelly Clarkson show today. She just hung out with... I think we're both mutual fans of Kelly Clarkson around here. This is a very exciting day.
Janae's got my swag bag.
Oh, you got the swag bag. Anything good inside here? Anything that you could send me in here? What do we
got
going on?
The best. And I know our producer Shannon, and I'm not sending this to you. Actually, I'll send you one of the cups. Our producer Shannon's going to be jealous. I got a Janet Jackson record. Let's go.
Oh, wow.
Lit.
Lovely.
And I'll give you one of these, a Kelly Clarkson show mug.
Oh, cup. God, that's a wine mug, too. Oh, she gets it. I won't spill my wine over my carpet in that.
Which one do you want? Do you want the wooden one or do you want the plastic, the white one?
I kind of like the white flowery. There's like pinks and purples in here. It feels very
nice.
Okay,
so you can have the other one. Fantastic.
There we go. Perfect. So we've already divvied up the gifts around here right now. And so, listen.
Oh, wait. Oh. Sorry. Before we get to business. Sorry, Junior.
Oh, got a bottle of vino in here as well. So Kelly Clarkson loading up records, wine, and glasses right now.
Yes.
Man,
okay.
Nothing.
Back
but
to
the
your
finest.
Regularly scheduled programming.
I tell you what, when we start having like in-person shows and guests again, we're really going to have to up our game right now because Kelly Clarkson.
Oh my gosh! Right. What do we give people? We give them what they want. Right?
We give the people what they want in this case, Shanae. And what I think we need is a table setting going down the stretch of the NBA season because the trade deadline has come past. Right now, we saw moves like Victor Oladipo heading to Miami, really probably the headliner of today, Kyle Lowry staying put in Toronto, not heading to Philadelphia. And so as we look down the stretch, I think a lot of the top teams are still exactly where they were. One of those being the Brooklyn Nets, who got housed last night by the Utah Jazz with none of their big three on the court. James Harden sitting out with the neck last night. And Shanae, as I watched that game, I looked around and went, all right, now all three of their stars are out at the same time. Health is going to be the biggest factor for the top teams in the NBA down the stretch of the season. But if I said to you, Shanae, for the Brooklyn Nets, going down the stretch of the season, they've got one player that's more important than the rest, one player that's most vital to their success that has to get back on the court for the regular season and the rest of this season, who would you say that is?
I would say, obviously, most people would want to say Kevin Durant, right? Just because I say he's the icing on the cake for a championship team. But, you know, being that icing, the guy that will finish off games, extremely important. But I do think that we're witnessing James Harden sort of hold down the fabric of this Brooklyn Nets team when it has been crazy because he just got traded there. James Harden, what he's been able to be, I think this is his first missed game, right, as a Brooklyn Net, 28 or 29 games he's played. And during that time, almost a 29-point triple-double leading the league in assists. This guy is probably going to be the most crucial factor because he's going to be a chameleon with his game, changing shapes, colors, whatever the case is, for them to find different ways to win. You go up against the Lakers, he's going to be the one that sort of facilitates the offense and making sure that the right player has the right shot. Going up against the Philadelphia 76ers, stretching the floor and getting Embiid out there, maybe out of his comfort zone. It's going to be him that determines a lot of it because guess what? He was told by Kyrie Irving, look, you're going to be the point guard. You're going to have the ball. You're going to be the decision maker. And so while a lot of people will be saying Kevin Durant because he's a bucket, best bucket in the NBA, I think James Harden, that's the underlying story why a lot of people say he's MVP, is because he's going to be handling a lot of the decision making, and that's going to determine a championship.
By a lot of people, you mean me saying James Harden's the MVP right now. Yes, you are correct.
And Mina.
Listen, all aboard. Chugga, 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 choo-choo. The James Harden MVP train is still coming out. And I'm with you on a lot of that, Janae. And I think my MVP stance with him is largely because he's been the most available in addition to being incredibly productive from this trio. But if you're asking me the difference between this team winning a championship and not, getting past even teams like Milwaukee and the 76ers in the East, I think that difference still comes back to Kevin Durant for the reasons that you mentioned there. In the playoffs, when you get to those pivotal moments, and we've seen this become the issue with James at certain times on his team, is you need that one guy you can just roll it out to who is going to be able to take over and go past anyone you put in front of him. And I think we've seen time and time again, he is a guy, I mean, God, seeing the collapse that's happened when he left Golden State, just seeing the gravity of this player, it feels like he's always now, at this point in his career, going to be the most important wherever he's at.
Golden State, Steph had a couple injury issues. Klay, unfortunately, has had two back-to-back major injuries, so it's not like there's a full-on collapse. But yeah, they, for a team that was, we called a dynasty, to now barely be making the playoffs, that is surprising. I just love the underlying parts of the game, Junior. And Kevin Durant, he will get a lot of, and we talked about this with Rudy Gobert, actually, like the winning plays are not necessarily just those final plays. It's the person that passes the ball, the person that sets the tempo. And James Harden has done that. I love the graphic that we just had on ESPN Plus, leading the league right now in not only assists, as we talk about all the time, but also minutes played. So he's going to be out there. He is durable. You know, I know he needs the rest. Like there's been a lot of drama and a lot of change, and he needs the rest, but it's going to be crazy because Brooklyn, obviously their offense is amazing. We'll see if their defense can keep that same energy. And if Blake sort of helps them rim protect.
Blake Griffin, all of these great accent pieces are going to be around there. But we know now for Brooklyn, for the Lakers, for everyone down the stretch, the 76ers, health is going to be the thing that determines the outcomes on this. And so I'm just fascinated to see how these teams can orchestrate the timing of holding their seating, making sure they're in proper position, but also having these guys ready to not just show up at the beginning of the postseason, but work all the way through on that. At Janae, at Mike Golic Jr., you can get at us, the most important net on Twitter. But coming up next, maybe the most important quarterback in the NFL right now. We have to revisit a superstar in this league whose value may only be climbing higher as we get closer to the NFL draft. We'll get to that after this word from Indeed. Now, as a business owner, time is your most valuable resource. That's why Indeed has Instant Match. Post a job on Indeed and instantly receive searches of millions of resumes in their database to deliver candidates who best fit your job description. And if you want to go beyond the resume, you can choose from over 135 skills tests to challenge applicants on hard skills like computer proficiency or soft skills like customer service. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Back after this, Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
How do we keep ending up right back here? Or better yet, how do we not get here sooner? Chinay Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chinay Agumake. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Marcus Spears will be with us in the next hour here, our ESPN NFL analyst. See him on NFL Live each and every day around here. But Chinay, before we get to Marcus here, I heard something earlier today, and the name Russell Wilson has come up a lot this offseason in the NFL. Him and the Seattle Seahawks didn't seem like they've been on the same page for a while. Russ wanting protection, the Seahawks not obliging at any point during free agency so far. Really ever, yes. That's probably a fair way to look at this. And so you've got a very frustrated Russell Wilson, and this is not to be callous of the situation that's going on right now, but we understood Deshaun Watson for a long time was the biggest quarterback name potentially available this offseason, and because of everything that's going on with him legally, football conversations, quite honestly, feel inappropriate around him. So I'm recusing him from this situation and saying now, as we head towards the draft, Janae, a month out, Russell Wilson seems like he should be as valuable as ever right now, in part because of that reason, in part because if you're one of the teams now, if you are Carolina, if you are the Dolphins, and you were looking long and hard before at the entire picture before, Russell is now the part that's clear still and available. And when I heard Jeff Darlington, our ESPN NFL insider, on ESPN Radio earlier today, His thoughts echoed a lot of what we've been feeling for a while.
Do we get any sense? Like, have we seen the kumbaya come out of Seattle yet? I personally have not. I have not heard, whether privately in my conversations or publicly, felt any sense of conclusiveness that both sides are suddenly happy and they're ready to roll this thing forward in 2021. I'm not saying that, I mean, when you look at the teams that Russ named, those teams are all trying to proceed forward because they don't feel like it's happening. But look, man, if this thing just, if it deteriorates any more than it has to this point, to me, I think that I just think the price comes down. I think that the divorce, whether this offseason or next, becomes imminent.
Janae, the divorce this offseason is something you and I have both been pretty out on for a while, but does hearing this continue to pop up and knowing we've still got a month till the draft do anything for you in believing that Russ may end up on a different team?
Do you believe that we are in, like, quarterback overload right now? Right? Like, the way we talk about the upcoming draft, I believe Mel Kiper, I didn't count this last one, the previous iteration of his draft, his mock draft, said, hey, five of the top nine picks, right, are going to quarterbacks. And now it's sort of provoking this question, at least in my head, and I'm sure in a number of people's head, how much value would you put largely on young quarterbacks with some high potential versus a Russell Wilson that could be available and we know exactly what his value is? As we approach the draft, Junior, I think that that is the mentality that teams are going to take. Like, yeah, we can take a gamble on someone that may or may not fit, a Trey Lance, a Justin Fields. You don't know a Zach Wilson, but we know who he is, and we know he's not happy. Now, it's a short list of people available that he sort of made his intentions known, but the reality is if he's putting out a short list, he's probably able to be recruited. So I am not surprised. I think athletes right now are more inclined to sort of flex their power and see how much they can create real estate for themselves so that they can determine their own success. And Russell Wilson is just one of the latest.
Janae Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Always be crouton. That's just words to live by in these spots. But I look at this and say, because it's been quiet for so long too around this, Janae, mm-hmm. this could be positive if you are one of those teams right now, because you're right. Russell Wilson had a list of teams. Remember, it was teams like the Dallas Cowboys, teams like the Chicago Bears, who have their QB1 now, apparently.
Raiders.
According to them.
Oh, gosh. Don't do that to them.
I didn't do it to them.
Don't do it.
Chicago did that to themselves. Their social media department did that to poor Andy. Well, not poor Andy Dalton. He's QB1. It's a great time.
How do you think that social media manager is feeling right now?
Probably not having a great day. You know what? I applaud them for this, Chinee. Anyone that missed it, the Chicago Bears' own Twitter account put out a graphic of Andy Dalton with QB1 last night. So forget that, Nick Foles. And Andy Dalton followed it up. I saw conversations where he said, Chicago told me I'd be the starter coming in. So he came there with that assurance. But, Janae, no, I can't imagine they're having a great morning there.
No, they're not. It's going to be a lesson. let the kids have fun. But Junior, where do you stand right now on Russ? Like, it seems like a difficult position, but it's not Carson Wentz difficult, obviously, not strictly on the football field here. Deshaun Watson trying to go out, you know? It sort of was testing the waters, sticking one foot out, and now it's sort of like we're in this liminal space.
Yeah, so this is where it gets interesting, because we mentioned that list of four teams that have all now moved on, that have all now signed other quarterbacks and gone in other directions. And to quote the Joker, it seems like they have room for expansion right now. Because if you're Russell Wilson, why are you not? The things you wanted, protection, more forward-thinking offense potentially. A team like, I don't know, the Denver Broncos that we saw maybe in the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes could offer you some protection. The Miami Dolphins seem a little more forward-thinking than what you're getting in Seattle on a number of these things. Even Carolina, the offense that Matt Rhule and company want to run there. All those places that we're talking about the quarterback market, that we're accumulating all these resources, could still spend them on Russell Wilson. So the one thing I disagree with Jeff Darlington is, why would the price go down when you've got potentially more hats in the ring for all of this? But that's just the way this is going to have to work. We've got time now for that. No time in the NBA, though. That time, 3 p.m. Eastern, came and went on the trade deadline, and Kyle Lowry's walking back in the door in Toronto. How awkward is that going to be? Next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.